that catechism has been translated, I would say, into every modern language from the Dutch. Big book. The Dutch Catechism, as we call it, is filled with heresy. It was, I repeat, at the same time that the Dutch bishops told the people, with no permission from Rome, it only could, they should receive communion in the hand. And they kept doing it. Pretty soon, the bishops of other countries began to imitate the Dutch. Of course, and that was Pope Paul VI, very unhappy. And then he wrote to the bishops, but instead of stopping the practice, what they did then was to call a meeting of the bishops in each country and write a long, formal request of the Holy Father to give permission for communion of the hand. The American hierarchy did just that. They met nationally one year and they voted how many bishops want to request of the Holy Father to give communion of the hand. They could not get a majority of bishops. Next year, they tried again. Still could not get a majority of bishops. Third year, at that point I entered the picture. The United States Catholic Conference, remember what we said? The Conference of Bishops, which is independent of Rome. Well, they called a meeting. And once more they voted. They did not have a majority of bishops wanting communion of the hand and writing to the Pope for permission. And by that time, those bishops were concerned what was going to happen. Then I was brought into action. I was asked by those bishops in the United States who feared what would happen to spend. I spent several months researching how is it that communion of the hand, well, has now been introduced. What is the history of communion in the hand? And I spent months making the analysis, and every bishop in the United States got a copy of my study. Because the cardinal, who was then vice president of the bishops' conference, a very good, strong cardinal, happy to do that. They voted. Did not have enough votes. So what did they do? They sent delegates to the bishops who were retired, to the bishops who were sick in hospitals, and finally they got enough votes to write the Holy Father for permission to give me the hand. I think this is most important to know. For example, at Mass, first vows were taken? What day were the first vows taken?
21st.
On?
On the
21st. What day of the week was that?
Friday.
Well, I'm not sure whether you noticed. Being with the bishop, one priest have another. How did he receive Holy Communion? Dipping the host in the chalice. At the funeral mass for Mother. Remember, in the stadium, we had mass. Two priests did not put the host in the chalice. Guess who? The Holy Father's secretary and the Sovereign Father Hardin. I'm sharing these things with you, sisters, because once you know what the Church teaches, then, of course, you smile, you're nice, you're kind. But once you know the Church wants something, don't you dare disobey. Okay? And only God knows the evil consequence of communion of the hand. I could talk now for hours. First, I would like to get back into class, but I want to share this with you because this deals with the Holy Eucharist as communion. In the early Church, was communion given in the hand? Yes. Christ gave his apostles communion in the hand. Take and receive. And he received the host or the consecrated bread. And the chalice. However, by the 4th, 5th, and 6th centuries, as more and more people became Catholics, and communion maybe? Has it? Yeah. Am I being amplified? You know, may I go on? Am I being amplified?
No, Father. Let me see. I've got to go back to my room. I'm sorry.
Well, what if I speak real loud? What if I speak real loud? Can you hear me? Communion of the hand lasted about 500 years in the early Church.